News coming overnight that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin tested positive for COVID-19 while in Washington for St. Patrick's Day celebrations. The positive test result was discovered on the eve of his planned meeting in the Oval Office with US President Joe Biden. We can go over to Washington now and speak with our correspondent Sean Whelan. Good afternoon, Sean.
Hi, Angus.
It looks as though the Taoiseach's meeting with Joe Biden now might still go ahead, but in a virtual way.
That's it. It's virtually on for 10:30 Washington time this morning. That's, I think, just over an hour's time it's due to take place. It was speculated that that would happen last night. We know the officials were trying to see if they could keep as much of the program alive as they could. But this is the first element that has been confirmed. Of course, traditionally this day starts off with a breakfast meeting at the Vice President's house, but that meeting had already been cancelled because the Vice President's husband had gotten COVID, and as a close contact, she had to step away from that meeting. So that wasn't going to go ahead. Next one was that Oval Office meeting. That's going to go ahead now in a virtual sense. Some of my other media colleagues are reporting that the Taoiseach spent the night in Blair House, which is the traditional place where a visiting head of government would stay prior to a meeting in the Oval Office. It's just across the road, the road being Pennsylvania Avenue, from the White House. So if that is the case, then we might be seeing the rather curious spectacle of the Taoiseach and the President of the United States having a video conference from rooms that are literally on opposite sides of a street.
And what do we know with the bowl of shamrock? Will Joe Biden still be gifted it? And if so, who's going to do it?
We have no idea. A bowl of shamrock does exist in this town, I can assure you. But whether it will be passed over, how it will be passed over, whether that event is going to go ahead, because, you know, that forms part of a half an hour celebration of all things Irish held in the main building of the White House. And there will be some musical entertainment along with that as well. At least that was the original plan, but we just don't know what is going to happen, if anything, later on today. So we're all as much in the dark as any of you are, I'm afraid.
And Sean, looking ahead, what knock-on implications could this have, do we know at this stage? I know we're operating somewhat in a vacuum, but do we know how long, if at all, the Taoiseach will be required to stay in Washington? For example, he's due to attend an EU summit next week, and any indication of what his movements are, how they might be limited in the next few days?
Well, first thing is, he flew here on commercial aircraft. I'm not sure whether the current government jet is able to make it across the Atlantic. Even if it was, would he want to be seen to be escaping effectively from another country's COVID regulations? I think he's been pretty scrupulous in adhering to rules himself during the lockdown period, the whole COVID period indeed. So I don't think commercial airlines would take somebody who was tested positive. As far as I know, you're just not allowed. Also, under the local District of Columbia COVID rules, you're supposed to isolate for 5 days, self-isolate for 5 days if you have tested positive, which, as we now know, the Taoiseach indeed did. So presumably he's going to be stranded here in Washington for 5 days.
And looking more broadly,
at least 5 days, I think, is because at day five you can take another COVID test, and if that is negative, then you are released from your isolation program. But of course, if you're still showing positive, you have to stay in isolation.
Indeed. And Sean, looking more broadly at the Taoiseach's visit to the United States for St. Patrick's Day, we know in the last couple of years, COVID was the big disruptor. Has this year's trip been overshadowed somewhat by events in Ukraine?
Yes, it was. It was a more low-key, and it was always intended to be a more low-key affair, because all countries have been affected by COVID, and most countries are tentatively feeling their way out of the restrictions that have been introduced to try and deal with the COVID pandemic. This country, no more so than others. Britain seems to have been a bit more advanced in terms of getting rid of the COVID regulations, but not everybody felt comfortable about that. There's been quite a noticeable, certainly when I was in London, and that wasn't too long ago, difference in attitudes between Irish and British people. Visiting Irish people would say, well, this place is pretty unlocked at this point. So whether that has had any impact, because of course the Taoiseach came straight from London over here to Washington, D.C. So maybe he picked up his COVID here, maybe he picked it up in England, maybe he just picked it up wherever, who knows. It takes a few days for these things to incubate and start to show up in the tests that get done.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sean Whelan in Washington, thank you for your time this afternoon. I'm sure we'll have updates on what's happening in relation to the Taoiseach and COVID-19 across our bulletins on radio and television and online.